This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-four minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. You guys have heard me talking about hottest restaurant in Northern Colorado. The owners of Big City Burrito are bringing us Big City Roadhouse. It's where the old cables. Yes, thank you for that. Have you guys heard the fam? Okay, first off, wonderful guests. We've got Cleta and Don Yamauchi.
You yes. got it.
Joining
got
us
it.
In studio. And Cleta, I got a chance to meet with you about 3 or 4 weeks ago as we're devising this plan.
Yes, it was great to meet you. We had a great time and we said, yes, we're in. Let's make this happen.
We love working with you guys. And then last week, I finally got it because you were open for about a week and I kept meaning to get in there. And I had the buffalo style wings, the taverns. That's my kind of pizza.
Yeah, mine too.
Fold action. That's all. I'm about it. Love the pepperoni, the little pepperonis too. Yep. What was hilarious, though, was your kids' menu.
Yes.
I was cracking up at the kids. Basically, at the time, it was like all the items are different names. I was like, I don't want to be here.
Yes. So all the kids' comments that you will hear, like, where's my phone?
Yes.
I'm bored. Yeah. And they all are, you know, next to the chicken tenders and everything else. So we absolutely have some fun with that. That was totally Don's idea. And we love it. We get a lot of comments on it.
Oh, it was so cool. I know I took a picture of it because I wanted to tweet it out. And then I didn't. So next time I get in there, apparently I didn't actually press the button.
Yeah.
Technology is interesting for me.
Yeah, me too.
Don, I got to tell you, man, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting right across from me. Those wings were ridiculous. They
Thank
rival
you.
Some of the big time wing places we're talking about, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I love food and we just try to make it as good as we can. And that's one of the things that I think we shine on is our wings, the buffalo, the Asian, and the Cajun. I think they're great.
What is going to, right now, I know, you guys are what, going on 2 weeks
Not
here?
Quite. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks on Thursday. So we're, under 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been a lifetime already. We're getting there.
There's so much work to go. Well, and again, you guys were so awesome about this, too. Cables has been there forever.
Yes.
And I worked closely with the owners, and we loved Sean and Nikki and everything that they were about. And you guys have handled this so well, because so many times I'll go to a restaurant takeover, and it's basically like, they did this wrong. They did this wrong.
No.
It was awful.
No.
And you guys are like, not only were they amazing, we want Nikki to kind of help us transition into this process, too. So you've been very respectful in that side of it.
We really wouldn't be here without them. They really helped us along. And Nikki is still with us right now. She's helping us, with just events and introducing us to the right people. She's been nothing but amazing.
I love it. So what's the go-to right now? What are you guys seeing as far as the menu items?
Oh, gosh. The burgers are just blowing it up right now. The pizza. We have had so many fantastic comments on the pizza.
And the fish and chips.
The fish and chips are one of our best entrees. And the margarita flights. Believe it or not, I wasn't sure how that was going to go. And people love them. You get 4 different margarita flavors. And lots of good feedback on that as well.
Oh, wow. Well, we got Don and Cleta in studio here, owners of Big City Roadhouse. And Don, you have a really interesting background. I mean, you said you love food.
Yep.
You've been in the food world for a very long time. I heard little bits about you, but I'm eager to hear more of what you're bringing to the table every day.
My background really is fine dining. It's really, the $200 person thing, but really, it's my passion, but I love to eat just regular wings, potato skins, pizza I can eat all day long, burgers I can eat all day long. It's comfort food to me that really just makes me feel great. So, I just want to take a step up on things like the wings, things like our pizza. We're just buying just great quality products and making really interesting dishes with them.
I could eat an entire, like that, your tavern style pizza, that
Thank
pepperoni
you.
I got.
Yeah.
mouthwatering just thinking about it. I could eat that whole thing by myself. I was with some. I had a client meeting there, and we were going to split it. And he's like, you know, I'm going to eat the extra wing. You go ahead. And I say, I'll take it home. That did not happen.
It's crazy. The pepperoni has blown up. Everybody's loving it. We actually ran into a pickle because I think you said the first week we sold maybe 4 cases, and then a few days in, we ran through 10 cases. It was crazy.
It's out of control.
Wow.
But it's great, though. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. How is the community, like, again, being you guys obviously own Big City Burrito, Fort Collins, and if you haven't had a Big City Burrito from Fort Collins, you are also out of your mind. Ridiculous there. But what has that been like? Not a transition because you still got everything running there, but into this community, because Greeley, Fort Collins, this restaurant scene in Greeley doesn't have the options that Fort Collins has. So people are starving for a local restaurant that they can enjoy.
Yeah, I'll say that with the regulars from Cables, we've felt the love and support that they have stayed and given us great feedback. We've already tweaked the menu a few times. We're changing our hours on Friday and Saturday to stay open a little later till 10 o'clock. And that's just from the feedback we were getting from the guests and the regulars. We are adding some more promotions for this Sunday, for Football Sunday, making sure that we have our NFL pints, $3 domestics, $4 micro pints. So all of that is from the feedback from the guests, and we just really want to, you know, listen to them and make it into what it should be. So
that's the best. I mean, we always talk about, like, what's going on in the football world. Like, the CSU athletic director, people are knocking certain in-game stuff that are happening. Rather than going to a shell and just be like, no, this is the way we're doing it, he's responding to the fans saying, yeah, we're going to work on that train horn sound so it's not so ridiculous. We'll turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of doing the same thing. You know what you're about.
Yeah.
Don, you have an amazing background, but you also want to listen to people and what they're looking for.
Yes. You know, just because I like something or Cleta likes something doesn't mean the public's going to like something. And so we're changing our menu and our flavors to fit what they want.
So what are the style? Okay, so next wings I'm going to try because I tried the buffalo style last week, but I hear the other.
Oh, you got to try the Asian.
Asian wings.
They're fantastic.
That's on the docket there.
Yes, a little heat to them, so you got to be able to handle a little heat, but they're fantastic.
How?
Probably like a 5.
Okay.
5 out of 10.
I could probably do a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fine. Well, my plan is, and I talked to you about this, Cleta, I want to try everything on the menu.
Yes.
Like the current menu, because I know you guys are going to add stuff and whatever. But that's the goal. So I'm going to try to get in there, and I literally want to try everything on the menu. Even if it's not my cup of tea, we're going to go all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Because we're changing it even tomorrow, I think, as we're putting raviolis on the menu. Cheese raviolis with grape tomatoes, pesto, and some Parmesan cheese. It's going to be really good.
And a patty melt.
And
again,
that is
feedback from the guests. They're like, you got to have a patty melt, where you said, done. It's coming tomorrow.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is with doing this show 11 to 2 every day, and then I bring restaurant people in here, and I'm like, come on, what are we? I got to get over there now. Can we just
unplug
for about, what does it take me, 10 minutes to get over there? Unplug, Mike. We'll just head over there.
Yeah. So, you know, we will bring you some food. We are ready. We'll have to get you something this afternoon.
Oh, we'll have to, Mike, what do you think? Date? Little date night? Little date afternoon, Mike?
We'll have to do it. You're paying, right?
Yeah, whatever. we'll talk about that when we get there. You know, we'll figure that out when we get there.
I'm doing the pizza.
The pizza. That's the tough part for me because I want to try everything on the menu.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I already know what's awesome.
Yeah.
But
that pepperoni's to die for.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
Yeah, the fish and chips, too. Those are very special because there's so many places that do the frozen fish, and ours is hand-battered. It's actually rolled in potato chips, which gives it that little bit of saltiness and just flavor. We fry it and send it out, and people are just loving that. So that's got to be on your list, too.
That'll be absolutely on the list. You guys obviously are a big sponsor throughout the week on my show, but we've got our Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. The gang has just been blowing it up talking about you guys. There's TVs everywhere.
Yes.
That's the goat. That's the place to go watch those big games and enjoy some of the best food around. And, you know, I love it because when you're sitting there, you look around, there's TVs all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're actually
adding more.
We're looking at adding more.
That's what you guys said.
Yes,
I have been kind of slowly saying, I think they're going to add even more TVs. More TVs is a great thing because you want to have the games. This is the time of year where people go crazy and they want to have those options.
Yep,
absolutely. So we're having fun with it. We are doing free house tequila shots if you show up with your jersey on on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, and you're promoting a certain team, we're going to celebrate with you. Obviously, we're going to do it responsibly. There is going to be a point where, you know, after three shots, we're going to call it because we want to make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah.
But we're having fun with it. We want to make it a football destination. Come on down, watch the game, have some fun with us, root on your team, and we're gonna have some fun with some tequila.
I think that's a great idea, too, because, again, this is that time of year where people are, we know this, doing a sports talk show, people get a little crazy about the football stuff, right?
Yeah.
So get them in there, you know, showcase the jerseys, showcase your team and all of that.
That's right.
Again, I'm so excited about this because, and I say this, Cables has been a partner of my show specifically for so many years, and I love the ambiance, the setting there. So I've always gone there. If I'm bringing clients or friends, great. But sometimes I'll just go there, set up the laptop, and hang out. I was in there Thursday, and I was like, I can sense the change, but also you guys are keeping true to kind of what made Cable so successful, too. And I love that balance because that's a very hard balance to strike.
Yep.
Well, and I think a lot of it is the staff. You know, we have the same staff that stayed with us, and, you know, they're a part of that. That's our culture, and we want to make sure that they are, you know, in a good place and learning as we go, obviously, giving them the tools to succeed. But, you know, everybody comes in, and they look for their favorite bartender, their favorite server, and it makes a big difference. So another compliment we've had from the locals and the regulars is that they're just very happy to come in and see the same people. It's got that Cheers-like atmosphere where you know everybody's name. It still feels comfortable. You know, the menu's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, they're still having a great time.
I love that, too. And, okay, I got to ask the question because Michael, of course, found the cut from Family Guy when he says Roadhouse. Have you seen Roadhouse? Have you seen Family Guy where he mentions Roadhouse there?
I've seen the original Roadhouse probably 2,000-3,000 times, and the new one probably 1,000 times. So I have not seen the Family Guy one, though.
Well, it's just it was one of those goofy clips, and then he just kicks somebody and goes, Roadhouse. And of course, we have that there.
I will tell you, if I find a bear for the corner of the restaurant, I'm putting it in there. That's all there is to it. Like, just like have it right in the corner.
Was that part of the thinking with the name, or was it like, we know what a Roadhouse kind of, we want that feel, so we want to call it, you know, Big City, I love the slogan, Big City Flavor Roadhouse Company. Comfort.
We do know what a roadhouse is, but it started out sort of as a joke between the Cleta, myself, and our partners. And then we're like, wait, no, that actually sounds
like
great.
It. Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. We actually had a different name picked out, and it turns out we weren't able to use that name. And we went back to the drawing board, and we were all over the place because once you have your heart set on something, to switch gears, it's a little tough. But yeah, eventually someone threw out Roadhouse, and we were kind of poking fun at it. Yeah. But the more we let it set in, we're like, we love it. Let's do it. So here we are.
So it was important, obviously, because you own Big City Burrito, too.
Yes.
And obviously that is a staple, not just Fort Collins, but people come in and they're like, I've heard about this place. I got to try the burritos. So I have to ask, burrito options?
We do have a taste of Big City Burrito. Nice. So there is one on there. And I'm not going to put any words in anyone's mouth, but we're looking at, you know, different things that we can do down the future with that particular item. With, you know, obviously Big City Burrito has different styles of burritos, and people are coming in, and the beauty of Big City Burrito is you get to come in and you get it tailored exactly how you want it.
Sure.
And we had a little bit of a challenge because, you know, when you go through and you're picking every item, it's very personal. You're making something that you are in love with. You want it this way. So to find one burrito that is for everybody, you know, we had to figure out how to do that. So we kind of started with the one, and then we're going to see how it goes. But there has been some confusion. People come in and think that's all we have is burritos. And we're like, no, we've got all these other options. Come on in, try us out. But the burrito is our second best-selling entree. We do get a lot of people that come in for that burrito. You know, a lot of people are trying the strawberry habanero soul sauce, and they're putting it with everything. The tater tots, the chicken, they love it. So we have that available. And it's kind of a fun little mix to bring little Big City Burrito to Roadhouse and, you know, use the name.
Well, you had mentioned that was going to be a possibility. So as soon as I got there, I was looking because I was in the mood for pizza. So I was going pizza, but I wanted to look and make sure.
Yeah.
Don, what else am I missing, guys? What else do we want to get out there? We know we got a big football weekend coming up. So this is the goal, and this will be the goal. That's going to be the place to go to watch the games.
Another big thing that we'd love to mention is, you know, we're getting to the end of the year. Everyone's going to be having holiday parties and a lot of fun events coming up. So if anybody is in need for catering, we would love to support them on that. We are very skilled on trying to create something specific for each group. So just because it's not on the menu, like, give us a budget. Let us know what you're trying to accomplish, and we'll do our best to make it make sense for the restaurant and, you know, fit the needs of the guest.
Yep, and we're also going to be open for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Great. So we are a family of three. We don't have a lot of relatives. So what we realized is, you know, on Thanksgiving, when we're looking for somewhere to go, we don't necessarily have a lot of options. So we actually made that part of our onboarding training, was asking the staff, hey, who would be interested in, you know, working a holiday? And we had a good amount of people raise their hands. So we decided we're going to do a Thanksgiving meal this year. And, you know, if somebody's looking to join us because they don't want to do the whole shebang for a small group like us, we're here to support that too.
I think that's so awesome, too, because, yeah, there's a lot of families that get together. They have 20 people, whatever. You got to prepare. You spend all night and day preparing. Right. It's not for everybody.
No.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that look around. Or they do the lunch thing, and then they're like, I'm kind of turkeyed out for a moment.
Yeah.
So, or maybe different styles of turkey or whatever. Having a place that's available, that makes sense for so many people.
It really does.
And our Thanksgiving meal will be a prefix menu. It'll definitely be a scaled down, built for that day. But like you mentioned, even the day before, you know, people are cooking big meals. The last thing you want to do is, you know, cook for the day before Thanksgiving. So having those options and making sure that we're making it easy family style options, that's what we're kind of thinking for this first holiday.
Yeah. Open for Thanksgiving. We got catering options as well. Holiday parties. It's Tuesday. We're getting already closer to the weekend with football. It's right. I mean, it's just, you know what? We carry high school sport football here, too. Great opportunity right before the game or after the game.
Especially
stop
after the
by because there's so many schools surrounding you guys, too.
Yeah absolutely. I know our bar manager Andrea was talking to a guest yesterday, and they have a big game on Tuesday, and they said, would you consider, you know, staying open a little later for us? Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, just let us know, because we want to make sure we're supporting. If there's, you know, reasons for us to, you know, make a later night or something, just call us, let us know. We want to be able to support the community and those later games and making sure that, you know, the guests are taken care of.
I'm a fan. I got in last week. Absolutely love it, and I'm excited to see kind of what, you know, how you guys grow this thing. And as the people around this area stop by and see it, it's just awesome. You guys are great people.
Thanks.
And
thank
I'm excited for this to be a staple in Northern Colorado.
We are excited as well.
All right, Dawn, Cleta, thank you guys so much for coming. We'll do this again.
Yeah,
we'll
thanks
get you
for
guys,
having us.
Get you on the morning show with the fellas too. That'll be a different experience. Okay,
yeah.
So just be ready for that.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Good.
But
we're in.
I'll be seeing you guys soon. Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Keep up the great work. Congratulations, and we'll keep banging that drum for you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Have
All right.
a great day.
All right, 42 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.